fluffy bread,
classic burger buns,
and so many carbs.
Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel, and whichever platforms you are listening to this on, I want to say I appreciate you for doing so, and I'd appreciate if you'd hit that subscribe button if you have not already, and while you're at it, if you're on YouTube, go ahead and hit that like button. It's like walking into the room and hitting that light switch. We just want to go ahead and brighten up the place, and let's get into this conversation. All right, guys, if you haven't heard, Gwyneth Paltrow, she's being sued for $3 million due to an accident that happened on a ski slope back in 2016. This is 2023. So some of you may be saying, why did it take so long to get to court? Well, this is considered an accident case slash negligence claim. And I definitely assume that prior to now, they have tried to settle this case out of court, because that's usually what happens before it would get to a trial situation. And because of the amount that this person that is claiming they were injured is seeking, I'm quite sure that that's why it got to this point, because $3 million for an accident that happened on a ski slope where there were no ski vehicles involved. We're talking about people who bumped into each other while skiing. it's pretty incredible. I'll just put it in that way, that someone who was skiing, and I'm not saying that coming down a slope, I don't know exactly where it happened, if the person was coming down the slope, if the person who were he's claiming is Gwyneth Paltrow, that either ran into him or he ran into her at a certain type of speed, wouldn't cause some element of injury or, you know, harm the person or, you know, something like that. I'm definitely not saying that, but there were no vehicles involved. So $3 million in damages, it's to me, it's very incredible. And doesn't even really seem credible. But because of who is involved in the situation, which is Gwyneth Paltrow, who is worth a whole lot of money, I'm quite sure that has helped his claim of he has $3 million in damages. Look, I was involved in a car accident in 2021. And I was not at fault. Someone totaled my car and I was injured. Listen, I would love to be having someone on the hook for that much money, but it definitely isn't anything close to that. And I was, anyway, I don't even want to get into that. But here's what I wanted to talk about, guys, because the guy who is suing Gwyneth Paltrow is a doctor. And he is, how do I put this? Okay. He's an opportunist, in my opinion. Okay. He's not poor. I don't know any poor people that are going skiing. Okay. He is an optometrist. So he's a doctor. He was a professional. He's 76 years old as well. And I'm not saying because of his age, he shouldn't have been out there, because I'm not saying that at all either. But he emailed his daughter, and they have evidence of that. And he said to his daughters in an email, hours after the crash happened, I guess he told them who he was involved in the accident with. And then he said, I'm famous. So, yeah, someone that would say something like that, I would consider them an opportunist. So you go from that, hours after emailing your daughters after this crash happened, to say that I'm famous. And then from there, you go on to sue her for $3 million in damages. Do you really believe that he has $3 million in damages? And she countersued him, and she countersued him for symbolically $1 plus the reimbursement of the attorney's fees, because in these cases, unless this guy won the $3 million, in these types of cases, the lawyers win because they're going to get their money regardless. Because this isn't a situation like the car accident cases that you see commercials for all the time where you live, or billboards, no fee unless you win your case. Well, they're not going to take your case unless they believe that they can get you money, and then they're going to take 33 1/3%, and then if they take it to trial, then they're going to get 40% plus fees, you know, or, well, plus expenses, because that would be their fee. So ultimately, like I said, the attorneys, they're going to win. And in situations like I just explained, they're not going to even take your case unless they believe that they can get you money, period. So he's claiming that she skied into him. She claims that he skied into her back. So who's telling the truth? I don't know. None of us were there. They have witnesses that are going to be testifying on their behalf, but they're trying to use things that she said in interviews like on Jimmy Kimmel Live and other places against her, because when you're doing those little dumb interviews and you're sitting on the chair and he's asking you questions or whatever, they're trying to use the fact that she may have stability issues because she admitted in an interview on Jimmy Kimmel Live that she said she's always bumping into things. Give me a freaking break. You're on a ski slope. You're on snow and ice, and you've got these skis, and you may not be the most experienced. And it's also a fact that they were on a beginner slope, so they weren't on an advanced area. So if you're on a beginner slope, I believe it's because you really are not the best at skiing, right? So accidents are bound to happen. But had it not been involving Gwyneth Paltrow, do you believe that whoever this happened, if it was another just random person and this accident happened, he would be suing those same people for $3 million in damages, claiming that he's got broken ribs and back issues and traumatic brain injury and all this other bullcrap? Like, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And I'm not even one of those people that likes to side with famous people, so to speak, but I am one of those people that likes to side on the side of right. When I feel that one party is right over the other, then I'm going to speak on that. And in this situation, I just believe that this is a money grab. It's a grift. I'm not saying he wasn't injured in some way, shape, or form, but $3 million worth of injury and damages, I highly doubt that. I believe this man is wanting to buy a log cabin out there in Utah somewhere so he doesn't have to stay at the resort and he can just go there whenever he wants to, because I don't believe that this is his first rodeo and his first trip to that ski slope that he, you know, had his accident. But I thought this was laughable, and it's kind of funny too, guys, because one of the lawyers that was asking Gwyneth Paltrow questions, she seemed very starstruck. So I'm going to play this clip and let you guys hear it.
Goggles, a helmet.
Yes.
Okay, kind of look like everybody else on the slope.
That's always my intention.
Okay. Probably had a better ski outfit, though, I bet.
I still have the same one.
May I ask how tall you are?
I'm just under 5'10".
Okay, I am so jealous.
I think I'm shrinking, though.
You and me both. I have to wear 4-inch heels just to make it to 5'5".
Well,
so.
They're very nice.
Well, thank you. And you're not trained in accident reconstruction.
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Neither am I.
I was yelling at him.
Pretty loud. Pretty forceful.
I was pretty upset.
Right? You're small but mighty. Actually, you're not that small. Okay, and I'm assuming, you're under oath here, that you're a good tipper.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. I wouldn't expect anything less.
Okay, guys, that was weird. And you want to know why that was even more weird? Is because that was one of the attorneys representing the guy who was suing Gwyneth Paltrow. If I was that guy and that was my attorney, I'd be a little bit pissed because I felt like she was a little starstruck. She was complimenting Gwyneth Paltrow. She was saying, I bet you're a good tipper. What does that have to do with this case? And I'm not even on his side because I feel like he's just really doing this to try to, you know, get a come up and to grift off of Gwyneth Paltrow because she is Gwyneth Paltrow. And this happens to be the person that he was involved in this accident with on the ski slope. You know, that was just weird. So I just wanted to play that clip. I just thought that was very weird. But anyway, guys, what do you think about this trial? Do you believe that this guy is going to win? I never know when it comes to this so-called justice system what is going to be the outcome. But I'm not a betting person either, but I would say that I believe that this is an overreach and I don't think that he's going to get what he wants out of it. I'm not saying he's going to lose, but Gwyneth is saying that he ran into her. She's not even claiming that she ran into him. She's claiming that he ran into her and he's claiming that she ran into him and caused $3 million worth of injury. She is a woman. Yeah, she's kind of tall. I don't know what this guy's height is, but that to me just seems really strange. So I really don't think that he's going to get the outcome that he is hoping for. I'll just put it in that way. But you guys, let me know your thoughts about this in the comment section. Thank you so much for subscribing. This is Beth, and I'm just being beautifully honest. So until the next time, I just wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.